So you can 100% do it. You don't have anything. Do you need to check or anything, or you're all good to go?
I've got the podcast of the Triple M boys, but I'll take the in corporate over the podcast.
Who's on the podcast?
That's with Roo and Ditz and Bernie and Jars. Cool.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Ditz, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's The
Friday Night Footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.
Plenty to talk about on The Bump this week. How is everybody?
Yes, good.
Oh, hang on. Limo's here. Hello, Limo.
Hey, guys.
What's that?
What are you talking about? Of course I'm here.
Disgrace.
Well, I am as dedicated to this podcast, The Bump, the number one podcast in the country, just by the way.
Funny you say anyone, that. I was told you had another commitment. So if you did you cancel that commitment?
What are you talking about?
I was also told he had to ring up and ask what time it started.
Yeah.
Because he'd forgotten.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself,
Can you enlighten us here, Ruth?
Well, I've got some text messages from a certain person who communicates with
Well, who's the certain person? Just tell us who it is.
Our producer.
Righto.
Oh, Jared.
Who communicates with our part-time comedian.
Right.
Sorry, Jared. I'm on a plane back from the Gold Coast today.
Mm.
That was 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Okay. The producer says, all good, mate.
And is we'll this like a minute before we go on? Okay.
Yeah, five minutes after we've started.
Before,
so not enough time to prepare for a replacement.
Mm.
A week later. Sorry, Jared. I'm filming Celebrity Letters and Numbers at SBS in Sydney. Next week I'll be back. Apologies for the late call.
Celebrity Letters
and Numbers. And also, apology for the dropping downloads.
And you're not a celebrity, mate, because no one watches that rubbish.
Jared,
I told him I was Andrew Jarman, and they let me in the building. So
Jared quite rightly said, "Okay, then you know we'll see you next week."
See you, you're too nice, Jess. What happened the next week?
Fast forward, 7 days.
Right,
here we go.
Hey, Jared, I'm doing a millionaire hot seat today because I'm a big deal in Melbourne.
I'll be back next week.
You're not 21, Lee.
Yeah, he's cool.
I'm trying to just cash it up a bit.
Right.
See, I said cash.
Good luck with that. Basically, it had a guts full. Anyway,
so that's 5 weeks.
We'd had enough. You know, if you're not committed, if you're sort of not committed to the bump, then we'll find people who are. You're either part of the team or not. So we called in the big wigs. We called in Cozzy from SAFM to help us set a little rabbit trap and see if we could catch a little bunny. And here he comes.
Hey, Limo, I'm filming next week. I'm going to have to say no to a gig. It's the half hour, well, they said keynote. It's a good one because it's midweek and it's like the easy one. So you just got to talk for half an hour. Good paying one too. But it's like midday on Tuesday. You have to get there at like 11 on Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
What time's the gig?
They want you there at, me there at 11.
Half an hour.
It's a council,
stand-up.
It's a like council gig. Like,
I'll do that.
But I have to let them know today.
I can definitely do it. 100%.
So you can 100% do it. You don't have anything. Do you need to check or anything, or you're all good to go?
I've got the podcast of the Triple M boys, but I'll take the in corporate over the podcast.
Who's on the podcast?
That's with Roo and Ditz and Bernie and Jars. Cool.
I'll tell you what was left out of that is the amount of money. You edited it out, you filthy grubs.
You know what we didn't edit out? I'll take the cash over the podcast.
Correct. Yeah. What does it matter how much the money was?
Loyalty. Loyalty.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself,
mate. Are you committed or not?
I am as committed to this podcast.
No.
Hey, how about this, right? This is entrapment, just by the way.
He's digging it.
It's bloody entrapment.
What does
which
that
is
mean?
Illegal.
We don't even know
what
that
illegal.
Means.
It's illegal. You've lured me into a crime that I'm actually not guilty of. And what about, and explain to my wife as well, when I got that gig, we planned our first holiday for years. I said, babe.
Sucker!
And then I had to ring her and say, oh, sorry, honey, cancel the caravan park. It was a stitch up.
I'll still take her on a holiday. Now, have we got the follow-up? Hang on, here's another. This is the second part of the stitch up.
Hello? G'day, is this Limo?
It is indeed. Is that Tara?
It is Tara.
Yes. How are you going?
I'm good. Thank you for calling me back.
No worries at all. I'm happy to be of assistance. Hopefully I'm able to help you guys out next week.
Cozzy passed your number on, obviously, said that you were keen for the keynote speech for the council's annual conference. This is such late notice. Obviously, thank you so much, but you are keen.
Do we have to keep this?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And I'm available as well. So, yeah, I can definitely do it. And it's kind of, you know, there is a nice bit of symmetry, given the TV series Utopia is popular amongst.
So popular. Definitely. Is that like great overlap peeps. Because it does sort of make light of like all the mundanity of like what we do, obviously.
Yes.
We love it. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know if he mentioned the fee. Hopefully this is all right. I don't know if you have like a manager to negotiate these things or.
Yeah, no, that's all good. We can do that direct. And yeah, that's great. Thank
now,
you.
The date, 11 a.m. For a 12 p.m. start Tuesday. You're happy for that?
Yes, that's fine.
Fantastic.
Hey, bun. Sorry, I'm just walking the dog at the minute.
Oh, no.
11 for 12. Yeah, look, my only I'm getting a flight at 20 past 2. Oh,
yeah, yep, that'll bump. Be fine.
So I just need to be at the airport by like 1:45. So, that's plenty of time. So.
Totally fine. Perfect. All right, just give me one more second. So I also just have to let you know that our client is Roo, Ditz, Bernie and Jars. Yeah, and shouldn't you be recording the bump at that time?
We do record the bump on Tuesdays.
Limo, this is Loz and you've been pranked.
You absolute shocker.
You're the shocker, selling us up the river for a council gig. Utopia. Anyway, I'm so sorry.
Good
I was
symmetry.
Roped in. Yeah, I'm so sorry, mate. But you will now have to record the bump because you have nothing else on.
There you go. Yeah. Was helping us out. Cozzy helped us out.
Can I just say as well? No, don't go to the manager. Why give him 10 minutes?
Just deal direct
with me.
So
Chunkhead, what do you say about that? That's so disappointing to hear because this is a show that's really grown the last 2 years, and basically what you've sold your soul. That's what you've done.
Look,
you're not a team man at all.
Look, the money I'm getting for this podcast, I'm putting an extension on the house.
Same.
And when I say the house, I mean the 2-metre by 2-metre chook house out the fucking backyard.
Honestly. Are they really a happy team at Hawthorne?
They're not happy, mate.
Seriously. You are the worst blokes I've ever come across in my life.
Yet, why are you using defs and peeps and all this sort of crap?
Grow up.
Because I'm trying to be cool to the council or something.
Yeah.
Because I am a modern man.
No, he's not ready
for a modern world.
You're a greedy young man that's just left Adelaide.
You are right. Modern men aren't loyal.
Strutting around Melbourne. I think you're funny on stage.
They just get the most cash they can get. They go from one job to another. They just leave a trail of destruction. I thought you were better than that coming from the Riverland, mate.
I don't look in the rear vision mirror, mate. I storm straight ahead.
Of course you do.
I know why you don't look in the mirror because you can't bloody handle looking in your own eyes.
No, I did. There you go. That's what we're dealing with.
Listen up, you pack of losers.
Anyway, let's talk a bit of footy, shall we?
Welcome to the show.
Thanks
for being here.
Thanks for being here.
Flat now.
Good to be here. I was at the time. I've got to.
You got to fly to the Gold Coast?
Just so Limo knows, what round of footy are we up to? Because he's missed a few weeks.
He's missed a few rounds.
13
is
right.
Round 13, we're talking about.
Unlucky
for some. Hey, the Crows on the weekend, to be honest, jumped out of the blocks, were belting the West Coast Eagles. Gee, in the end, Roo, got a bit tight.
Yeah, I thought it was their worst performance for a month, actually. I said that to you, Dits. But they got a win. They'll take the win, but it's certainly not the best footy they've played for a while, that's for sure.
Yeah, let themselves down after a good start. If it hit the post late, would have got it back to 15 points and a little bit nervy in tough conditions. But, I'm a bit with Roo. Just a little bit disappointing after the first quarter. Lost the last two quarters. I think West Coast have only won think, 9 quarters for the year. And there was, well, 7 coming into this round. And they won the 3rd and 4th. So goes to show where they're at and how many quarters they've actually won.
Hey, Roo, what was going on with the, what was with the crowd there? Adelaide Oval. How many? 20? Was it 20,000 even?
It's an ugly day.
Oh, they were filming Millionaire Hot Seat and Utopia. Had to fly to the Gold Coast. And
there's a lot of symmetries with other
gig
stuff.
On and,
I hear the 22,000 people that were there have been offered counselling by the AFL. The spectacle was that horrible.
How Hawthorn going, Lemo? I think going pretty well.
Mate, competitive losses is what I want. Just drift down the ladder. Get a high draft pick. That's what I'm after.
I heard you say that. That's okay.
The fog. You've been better than the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yes, he has.
Yeah, he presented himself. He kicked 3 goals in shite conditions. I think he's just found some confidence. Yep. And I think the boys downfield have got a bit more belief in him. Yep. So, yeah, I think he's tracking nicely.
Something clicked, you reckon, or not? Because he's actually taken some marks up high.
He's jumping at the footy a lot more, which is good. He's jumping.
That run through the middle where he tacked the ball flat out and grabbed it and kicked the goal. I've never seen
that. That's confidence. No, I think it's good. No,
and he grabbed the ball and took off on the wing.
Yeah, I've never seen him do that.
Out-sprinted Witherden.
There you go.
He's a small defender.
Some positive signs there,
Dick. He looks sharper for some reason, but has he been working on his fitness? I heard the other day he's been working on it. He's been working on it for 5 years.
All the time, yeah.
But he doesn't look any lighter. He looks pretty strong still, but
his work rate's good. You know, he's working a lot harder off the ball, which is important.
Getting up the ground a bit
more. I think it's a good sign for him and for the boys up.
Have you been watching his work rate off the ball, have you?
Yes, I have.
What's he doing different?
No, well, he's getting in better positions.
He's getting the ball up higher
and working back.
Did I let him off there?
No, but he has. He's been working
up. I've done the last couple of Crows games. He's getting up a lot higher. He used to be stay-at-home type, but
that's what Tex is doing more.
So when we say the fog, talking about Darcy Fogarty, get told off for using
nicknames. Yeah, we do, actually. We need audio as well.
Tex Walker still playing well. He's,
he's very well on the weekend.
I'm not trying to talk about his contract or anything, but I thought he did, he did a couple of very good things on the weekend, didn't he?
No, he did. He looked sharp, clean, sharp. He set up, he's almost too unselfish on the weekend.
He wasn't the start.
Gave a couple off.
Gave the one that McAdam.
He almost waited for the defender to go past. Could have kicked probably 4 or 5, but that's good. Good sign for
me. For me, Ditz, he's still the number one player in that side. He's still the best player.
Player?
On that side.
Or forward?
No, player.
Player. Yep. Most important player.
Yep. He's the number one player for me.
All right, that's a big call.
It is.
No, it is.
What do you think of that, Roo?
Well, if he plays like he did on the weekend every week, absolutely is. He's good when he's fresh, Texan. There's no doubt about that.
And is it worth freshening him up? Forcing him to freshen up every now and then?
As long as he embraces that, and he's been told that for a couple of years. I think he realises that if he does that more often, he'll make his career go longer.
Yep.
Are you worried that he might be offered money to go elsewhere, or do you think he's loyal to the Crows and will stay because
When you've been away for 4 weeks, you'll know that we've actually asked that question about 10 times.
Who's that guy?
Been offered a contract by the Adelaide Crows, you chunkhead.
Just say what your name
honestly. Who are you again?
Righty. We talked about that in round 9. Round
13. I just wanted that conversation about loyalty since I'd missed the last 3 weeks.
I missed the bow that you were drawing there, sorry.
Right, okay.
Port Adelaide, we don't know much because they had a week off, but they now have this tough draw that we're talking about, Thursday night footy against Richmond at the MCG.
And it's going to be shite conditions, Dick.
It's
going to be cold and wet, so it's going to be a contested
game. We weren't good against Essendon in the wet.
What do you think?
Oh, it's a tough assignment. Very tough over there playing Richmond. But if it's wet, probably evens it up. But you'd have to say Richmond a favourite, wouldn't you?
Yeah, they're 10th on the ladder, Richmond.
Richmond definitely favourite.
Yeah, but they're not playing.
But they're very beatable.
They're absolutely.
They've won 4 out of their last 5.
True.
So they're going all right.
Dusty's back.
So it's not easy.
Hey, it's about Kenny. You obviously dropped that mail yesterday on the breakfast show.
Yeah.
Big story.
My mail is, I think they are already preparing for life without Ken Hinckley.
What does Ken think about that?
He's the same. This is the information. Now, stressing that this is a rumour segment, but people I'm talking to around the club is that both parties are kind of moving towards the fact that probably the timing will be right, that he could go to a GWS.
Ditch.
Yeah, but you don't have to be a genius to work that out. Jay Clark linked him to GWS earlier in the week.
But that's not the story. The
no,
story
but what I'm saying is that
you said that, yes. that he's been told and they're already...
No, hang on. At no stage did I say he's been told.
No, you said he's been told that he might not be there at the end
no,
of the year.
No, I did not say
preparing,
that. This is where rumours get out of hand, Roo. I said that he and the club are preparing, for the fact that he won't be there next year. No, they haven't gone to him and said, you're not here or you're sacked or nothing like that, Roo. That's different.
That's what I thought you said.
No, you didn't listen.
We played it last night on a rush hour and Diz was
very clear. I
believe
Ken has been telling people that he won't be there next year. That's different. Mm. He is preparing and, therefore, right now, that's why he's being linked to mobs like GWS. His management would be preparing now, and he has to prepare now to make sure he gets a job for next year.
So they haven't had a chat?
No. So that's
not
the story at all.
He's just been saying.
And I think both parties know it and are preparing.
Yeah.
They're not talking to each other.
You don't have to be a genius to work out that he won't be there next year, in my opinion.
So what are they waiting for?
I don't think we're going to win the premiership. And therefore, do you reckon Port and Ken think they're going to make the finals? Yeah, I do. I think they'll make the finals.
So if they make the finals, he's not going to be there.
I don't think he will. I'll tell you why. Because he's been there 10 years. The premiership window's gone. So if you start to drop off and go through a rebuild like every club does, are you going to keep going with the same fella? I don't. And again, this is an anti-Ken Hinckley. I'm just talking common sense. I'm talking common sense here. I think it would be the time where he and the club say, it's time.
Yep.
That's what I'm alluding to. At no stage, Roo, did I say that they've spoken to each other.
I thought you meant that they'd spoken about it.
No, not at all. Mm.
The big question for me is how long until Jars drops the Clarko to Port Adelaide room? When's that happening?
No. Well, he's bought 5 houses in Adelaide.
No, well,
different people at different times.
Yeah, you've raised Clarko. Well, we might as well mention it right now. You dropped some very big Clarko mail.
I was only mucking around. Yeah, watch Clarko to Essendon.
Stop it.
Clarko, you said that on the breakfast program.
So why would you say that?
I must have been told.
Why would you say that? You know, crack it dits about Port Adelaide.
So you're knifing your former mate to Benny Rutten.
No, yes, you are. I didn't say he's going to be coach.
What's he doing at Essendon? Is he working in the canteen?
He's going to be there as an assistant. Go down there and watch training.
Honestly, the same bloke that looked like a condom 2 weeks ago. Now, Ditz,
you would know what one looked like, would you?
Ditz, if Kenny Hinckley does move on, regardless of where they finish, right?
Yep.
Who's going to replace him?
Who? I have no idea.
And please don't tell me Nathan Bassett.
Well, surely Buckley is the number one target.
Nathan Buckley.
Let's just play what Nathan Buckley said a couple of weeks ago.
If the Giants called you, would you entertain them?
No.
Why not?
I won't be coaching next year. No, right now, and having had the time out of the game and enjoyed the space that I've been in, sort of in, you know, with Fox and with SEN and, you know, without the stress of and pressure of coaching, I've actually really enjoyed myself and I don't feel the need to bring that stress back into my life at this point.
All right, but things change. He can say that, but things do change. And I reckon he'd be a good fit for Port Adelaide. This, again, only my view. Can I share it with you as a little armchair support?
Why would he be a good fit?
I thought he ended up doing a great job at Collingwood with not much.
Got him in a grand final.
They weren't a great squad, and I reckon he made them play very well. And the other thing I like about him, he reinvented himself. If you remember, halfway through his tenure there, he was told that he was unpopular, the players in the change room.
Had a full review.
He had him offside.
Basically a flop.
He was offside, whatever. He changed his whole attitude and he changed the way he went about it. And I think that's admirable.
Well, you've got one kick from winning a premiership.
You've got to applaud that. And so therefore, I think he's a modern coach and I'd try him.
Going all right with the same squad this year.
Yeah,
aren't they?
Going much better.
But yeah, but did he prepare them?
Maybe.
Look at Ben Rutten. I'm sorry, not look at, what's his name? Michael Voss.
I don't know.
No, Michael Voss. He's coaching well, got another opportunity. So Nathan Buckley will get another opportunity, no doubt about that.
If he wants to.
Just the timing.
And Ratton from St Kilda got another opportunity.
Yeah.
So I think you're right, Ditz. I think it'll be Nathan Buckley to Port Adelaide.
Would you take Brad Scott?
Justice jinxed it.
Oh, shit, sorry.
It was going to happen until then.
Brad Scott's going to umpire AFL next year, Brad Scott.
I think Jars is 0 from 12 on coaching predictions.
Zero from 13 now.
Yes, I probably am too. But.
So do you think Port have had the conversation with Buckley? Or do you know? Tell us the truth.
I don't know. No. But there's a million rumours about it. But if they haven't had a chat to him, they haven't done their job.
Yeah. I'll
answer it that way.
I can't see anyone else.
And if they haven't had a chat to Alistair Clarkson, they haven't done their job. surely you've been there before. You've got to be that prepared months in advance, don't you?
You've got to ask
if
everyone.
You're not, if you're not having the coach there next year, you get the wheels.
You've got to ask every best available.
Will the Adelaide Crows have a chat to Clarko?
When?
If he's up to coaching.
No, we've got a contract.
Yeah, I understand that.
So is Hinkley.
No, I'm
very happy.
Anyway, watch this space, Ditz.
Good mark. I just think he has to be prepared now to get a job for next year. And there will be a couple of jobs.
Absolutely.
One of them is GWS. Yeah. And he's mad if he's not.
Nah. Is he contracted for next year? No one knows.
Well, again, it's up. No one knows. We hear rumours about, they have to play finals. It's all rumour and innuendo. We don't really know.
And if they pay him out, they've got the money there.
They can't pay him out.
No, Roo said the other day there's a clause that if he gets another job, you don't have to pay him out.
That's but if he doesn't get another job, then
they can't afford to pay him out.
No.
But AFL wouldn't let him pay him out.
No. Okay. So all of that has to come into it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And I don't think they'd have the money to either.
Now, Roo, I want to talk salary caps and rorting systems and things.
This is
Chelsea
good.
Randall down at the Adelaide Football Club. What's going on there?
What do you mean?
Does the AFLW have a salary cap or not?
Yeah, absolutely it does.
Oh, right. Okay. So what's her job now?
She's going to be a development coach in the men's program. There's a thing that the AFL have brought in called the Women's Acceleration Program, where they're trying to get women into men's football.
Right.
It's exactly the way Aaron Phillips went to Port Adelaide.
No, I think that's different.
That was under the table. Oh.
No, she got the Aberdeen Hotel.
Right.
Yeah.
When does she start that gig?
I think she starts in July. But she is a super impressive female. I haven't seen anyone any better in just about men's and women's. I think she's a superstar.
That's a big thing to say, and I'm not doubting you, but that's a huge thing to say.
When her story comes out, she's probably told it 100 times before, what she had to go through just to play football. You know what girls were like playing against boys, and this was before women's football was even a thing.
Yeah.
All right? And same with what Erin had to do when she was a young kid, but Chelsea pushed through it. She didn't go to basketball and do that stuff. She played with stayed with football. So she is so just happy being able to play football, and all the stuff that she's learnt, all those hard yards that she's done, all the knockback she had, I think it's just turned her into an amazing individual. And I think sometimes a lot of the men that come into the game at under 18 level have been had their asses wiped and everything gone their own way and cuddled all along the way. And I think her tough road to AFLW will be fantastic for men at the Adelaide Football Club.
All right, fantastic. Let's look at some other issues around the ground, shall we? What are you hearing about Jason Horne-Francis at North Melbourne? There's a little bit going around about him.
What are we hearing
about? Not towing the line.
Captain chatted to him, didn't he? Zeeble pulled him aside, and he's had a few run-ins on field and then off field, but went home when he wasn't supposed to. I don't know what you read into that.
You haven't heard any more?
No, I
feel like people are making a big deal out of little things. He liked a tweet that was from a fake footy account that made a joke about him going back to South Australia.
With and a fake trade with Zach Butters.
Yeah, fake trade thing. And he'd like the tweet. And then everyone's like, he shouldn't be mucking around like this. He needs to pull his head in.
All right, what about rumours about turning up late for training, all those sorts of things? Haven't heard anything about that. And I stress they're rumours. I'm not saying they're fact.
Yeah, I heard their captain sat him down and said you need to just fix up a few things. So I suppose that's part of being late and being accountable. But remember, he's a first-year player as well, just because he's picked one or your top 10 pick doesn't mean you're perfect either. So there's some learning to do.
You'd
want
to
younger.
Try to be though, wouldn't you?
You'd want to be, but they're young kids. They're young men that are, you know, the world's...
I think everyone here's rocked up the training a little bit late.
In your first year? When you're trying to impress?
I didn't.
You just didn't turn up.
Come on, stick to the truth.
You didn't even. Yeah. You said you weren't going
to play 1 week.
You are a very
that's not rocking up. Late. That's not rocking up at all.
I was always on time, and I took you for extra sessions.
I think until he signs at North Melbourne for an extension, he's going to be under the microscope.
Well, he's still got next year to go.
Jeez, I love the way he goes about it.
If he doesn't sign soon, he's just going to. It'll be a circus.
Byrne, did two senior players have a blue at Melbourne?
Yeah, a bit of an encounter.
Yeah?
Yeah, Biffo? After dinner.
Do you know exactly what happened?
I don't know, no.
No. Come on, take your Melbourne Demons hat off.
I'm serious, I haven't.
Well, find out? Go digging like a proper bloody...
All right, Stephen May and Jake Melsham had a punch-up.
Because they had a little couple of red wines.
And Melksham's a boxer.
Is Stevie May.
No, he's not.
He'd knock you to kingdom come.
It's nothing about me. This is about May and Melksham.
It's the second time Stephen May has been in an encounter with a teammate.
Didn't Campbell Brown...
Campbell Brown, yep, overseas.
Punch him in the... Because Campbell Brown thought he was being disrespectful to Rihanna, if you can believe it.
What?
Because they were in a queue. They were in a queue. It's a true story.
That's right, he did.
They were in a queue for a nightclub, and Rihanna walked in, of course, because she's Rihanna. And then Stephen May yelled out something, not derogatory, complimentary, but making a bit of a fool of himself. And Brandy goes, leave her alone, mate. She's not here to listen to you. And then clocked him one.
Yeah,
but that's fair enough. Fairness to Campbell Brown, any excuse would have been worked in his favour there, wouldn't it? He doesn't mind a fight.
But nothing to worry about. Boom, boom. Down at DD's. I actually don't know. You've lost two in a row.
Oh, yeah. Defensive. He's crossed his arm. Yes, you did.
I've had him crossed.
Is he bad on the booze?
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Yeah.
He is.
Who's the worst you've ever seen on the booze?
You.
T. Modrett is the worst I've ever seen.
Don't talk about
Our boy Mod's on spirits.
He's fantastic.
Keep him away from spirits. No, he turns into the demon.
What about you on Bundy?
Oh, no, what's next, Dick?
Hey, let's go to our predictions at the start of the year, because it is the mid-year point. All right.
Nice.
Now, Roo, this is your top eight. Read out your top eight, Roo. Who did you predict at the start of the year?
I stuffed up and put Port in there. I had the Dogs in there. There's still a chance if they get going the second half of the year, but I'm not really confident on that. I had the Giants in there. Gee, they've been a flop.
Yeah.
The Tigers, I think they're good enough to get in there, so I got most of them right.
You got a few right. Byrne, who do you have?
I got the first two right. D's, Brisbane, yes. Dogs, Cats, who are fourth, so I got that right. Had Port in there as fifth, Tigers, and the Bombers I had at seventh with the Swans eighth.
So Mickey Mortar said they'd win the flag, so there you go. Jars, who did you have?
I had the Lions, D's, I've had the Western Bulldogs, I've had the Tigers, who I think will still play in the eight. I've got the Swanettes, Frio. I think that definitely Port Adelaide. I had seventh and GWS, so I got those last two
good
wrong. But
Freo,
you never know. I beg your pardon.
Good get with Freo.
Ditch, what about you?
No, don't worry about me. No one wants. We only want to know you experts.
Ditch, who'd you have?
We just want to know you ex. I had Carlton in there. None of you had Carlton.
Oh, you did.
I had Carlton and Fremantle in there.
Nice. Ooh,
and Essendon. All right.
Did you hear Ditch doing Eddie McGuire then? No, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Add Carlton and Freo.
None of you blokes did. Ditch. Just looking sharp today too, family.
Right, let's go to the sliders. Limo, who did you have as a slider?
Yeah.
I had Port as my slider.
Oh, shut up.
Well done.
I had Roman truly slid. Who has been the biggest slider? It's Limo.
Oh, yeah.
Slid right out of the show.
$7,000.
I've got two things to add to this. If we add up total episodes of The Bump done over the last 2 years, guess who the clubhouse leader is? Bloody Limo, right? One.
No,
and two, I wasn't going to say this, but guess who I bumped into Saturday morning at Triple M?
Who?
Bernie Vince. That's who I bumped into.
And
Bernie goes, oh, here you got a little stitch up there, Limo. I said, yeah, I bloody did, Bern. I said, tell you what, though, $7,000. Who's not going to take that? And he goes, yeah, I'm with you, mate.
Did you say that?
No, he's trying to make him feel better.
I don't want him to come back this week.
No, I don't. No, we don't.
Biggest slider, Limo.
He said Port.
I had West Coast.
West Coast. Bern.
Giants.
Well, not bad. Yeah. Jars.
Geelong Dits.
Yeah, and I had Tigers.
Probably win the flag.
Righto. Rises, Limo.
Oh, here we go.
Geez, I can't. Have you got the list there?
Yeah,
who did I have? Oh, Essendon.
He's got no paperwork.
He's committed.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He really is. I can see why he's committing. You're making us laugh here. I had the Tigers. I think they'll make the eight.
Righto, Byrne.
I have Freo.
We're very good, Jars.
Freo did.
Very good.
Well done, you two.
There you go.
Well done, you two.
Not bad. Wooden spoon, Limo. You turned on your own.
He was tanking.
Oh, did I have Hawthorn?
Yeah. Root.
North.
Good, Byrne.
I had Hawthorn as
well. Right, Jars.
Gross.
Well, they've stayed about the same, haven't they? And I had North Melbourne. Brownlow medalist, Limo. Why do I ask? You wouldn't have
Jason Horn.
You had Horn Francis.
Is he any chance?
Why do we even have him on?
Clayton Oliver.
Yeah, Clayton Oliver Byrne.
He's going very well. Bontempelli.
Yeah, and Jars and I, our bloke's been out.
Yeah, Dusty.
Yeah. Unfair. Coleman medalist, Limo.
Here we go.
I had the big bud stuff.
Yes, you did, Roo.
I had Aaron Norton.
He's a chance. Byrne.
I had Charlie Cameron.
Yep. Are you sure it wasn't Charlie Cameron?
Yeah, actually, can we get a double check on that?
I had Isaac Heaney.
It was Charlie.
Isaac Heaney, where is he? Burn in the
Isaac kicking. Heaney, he's 31st.
Yeah. Way down.
But Lance, I'll read you the top few. Jeremy Cameron, 38. Charlie Curnow, Tom Hawkins. Max King, Tom Lynch.
Wow. What about Ditz? What did you have?
I had someone from Port.
Yeah! The highest Port player. Hang on, let me go down. I'll just get the highest.
It's only halfway
port
through the season.
Yeah. Marshall's going to win them.
Geez. Finn Layson on 13.
There you go.
Todd Marshall.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I must have skipped him. He's on 20. He's 55th.
All right. Before we go, you want to talk about State of Origin. Why has this come up?
State of Origin on tomorrow night in the State of Origin rugby.
Rugby league.
And I thought I'd try and pick a South Australian side to see where we're sitting at, because Jars won more Jack Addy medals than...
It's Foss Williams.
Foss Williams.
Five.
How many did you win?
Five.
Did you really?
He won five. Yeah.
Gee, that's a lot.
Gee, you must
did you win for... Hey, Jazz, how many games did you play for your
14? 15.
You know what? I'm going to be very sincere here. For all the lunacy and the mickey we take out of you, that's a phenomenal record. So 5 in 14 state games. Really?
They don't defend in state games, you know.
Oh, but come on. No, that is
you don't have to defend if you got the ball.
You're out there amongst the best of the best. That's amazing. Well done.
Love playing for the state.
Jazz, has anyone won more than five?
I don't know, Limo. I don't know. Honestly, okay. I don't know. So
bloody hell. Have you got them somewhere at home?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a bit of an issue with
under Barry's pillow.
Walk in, you should see.
Shut up!
There's all these bloody Foss Williams and Jack Overs.
Foss Williams is a great man.
And, back in the day, those State of Origin games were magnificent. Oh, they were.
You can't even get in the front door without hearing them jingle.
You go to I want a drink of water and open the glass to get a glass out back there. Ding, ding, ding. A couple of danglies just fall.
What do you got? What's your team?
It's not very strong.
Nah, it'd be a worry.
This is a current team, is
now,
it?
This is your current team.
If we were
to play. South Australia's best. Right.
If we were playing tomorrow night, this is our team.
Now, there's a lot of good players here, but I'll tell you what, we haven't produced too many good tools at the moment.
Okay, that's worry.
Pickett in the forward pocket.
Yeah.
I had to rest Ruckman at full forward.
Yeah.
So Draper is there from Essendon.
Oh, yeah.
Then Stengel in the pocket.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Frederick that plays for Frio, he's going well. I've got Tex Walker at centre forward, but he was
New South Wales.
He's New South Wales.
He plays
He can't play. Out.
Rosie at half forward.
Ooh.
Dawson on the wing. Yeah, Lockie New in the middle. Edwards at Richmond. He's getting on. Brody Smith. Jonas. He's only 6'3". Burton. Caleb Daniel. Cox from Frio is a South Australian
player. Yeah.
He's okay.
He's been going well, really. I've done a few Frio games.
Better this year because they're going better.
Well,
and Ballard.
This year.
Ballard is a key defender at Gold Coast. He's pretty good.
Yeah, okay.
Grundy, Laird, Viney is the best mids. And on the bench, Jason Horn Francis, Fantasia, Haywood, Jack Graham and Will Day.
Gee, that's a bit
our side at the moment.
You two blokes and, McGuinness, McDermott, Bradley, Kernahan, Modra.
Smart.
That's a big difference, isn't it?
Ready? McIntosh.
Gee, McIntosh.
Okay, what I've deduced from it, we don't want State of Origin back.
Not for a few years, please.
No, we would get not against white. Victoria and WA.
We'd actually get our bums kicked.
We would.
No, we'd get
Who's the coach?
Goody.
Simon Goodwin?
Have to be.
Probably. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my word. Really. Yeah. Deserves it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll put that away for a couple of years until we get some numbers up.
But I did watch the 1994 highlights last night because I wanted to just tune up for this. Jars, you were just unbelievable in that game.
That was one of the best games I reckon we've ever played in. It went from that end to that end all day, all night, didn't it, at high speed.
The forward line had Kernahan, Modra, Darren Jones.
Not bad. And a two-point margin. At the end, I've just done some crunch some numbers here.
Yeah.
Jars, you are the clubhouse leader on 5. Craig Bradley has 4.
He got 4, did he?
And Gary McIntosh, 2. And I think that's it for the twos, and everyone else is a single.
Gary McIntosh has still got Greg Williams' teeth in his back pocket.
He has too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you share with the audience what made you actually McIntosh State of Origin player? What did you do? Was it just us?
No, because you're surrounded by the best players in the country. That makes a massive difference.
Yeah, but
so you go in with a lot of confidence, and I don't know. You're playing for your state. Nothing better than that. Next is playing for your country. We didn't get much of an opportunity to do that. So, yeah.
You better tear up, are you?
Far out. Oh, I mean, you got something better than that lot.
No, but that's, I'm so serious. Well, what do you want me to say? I was, you're surrounded by great players. So you walk into the locker room and there they all sitting there, derobing.
Mm. I reckon the better team. Oh,
so what, you just love looking?
just cock-watching.
just love watching. Looking at everyone in the nose.
Anyway, all right.
Good to have you back, Lee.
You've been listening to The Bump. What happened to Williston on the weekend?
Hey, we got done Diss anyway.
Oh,
yeah, we
no.
Back.
Shh. Are you like...
Yeah, we've done a Diss.
They're like Melbourne.
Any fight?
They're fighting.
There's a couple of incidents I've got to sort out now.
Oh, no.
So the best thing you took out of State of Origin was the showers after, checking each other out.
We used to get on the cans after the game in the showers. All right. In the bathtub.
You've been listening to The Bump.
See you next week.
We'll do it next week.
See you in 4 weeks, guys.
Oh, you're a disgrace, Limo.
That's good.
You're tanking.
Rue, Limo, Ditz, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's, The
Friday Night Footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.